You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
At this moment, you may be confused, worried, and discouraged with your life. But don't despair. Trust God's gracious promise recorded in the Bible, which says, "All things work together for good to those who love God."
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, the pressures and problems of life often seem too many and too difficult to handle. We must confess that instead of giving you our burdens, we seek answers from science and technology. O Lord, draw us unto you. Assure all who live with a guilty and troubled conscience that their sins have been paid for. Strengthen the despairing, the weak, and the brokenhearted. Graciously remind all who are willing to hear that you gave your only Son to redeem the world from sin. Grant the hope of everlasting life, especially to those whom doctors have told there is nothing we can do. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Several months ago, a very distressed wife and mother wrote our office and said, "I wonder how many other families are like ours. From the outside, everything seems to be going well. But on the inside, things are terrible. My husband and I do not get along, and we are having great difficulty with our children." This lady is not alone. From the many letters we receive at our office, we are well aware of the increasing pressures on families and family members. In some situations, the pressures are so intense that depression and hopelessness have gained the upper hand. In a growing number of cases, family members consider suicide as a way out. If you are a member of a family now experiencing great difficulty and going through times of extreme stress, or if you are worrying how things are going to work out in your own life, listen to the encouraging words of your Lord recorded in the Bible. All things work together for good to those who love God. As the Lord promises to you that He will work all things out for your good, you can be absolutely sure He will keep His promise. But He does things in His own time and in His own way. God does not work on our time schedule. Because of His perfect knowledge, the Lord always knows best when things should be accomplished. For thousands of years, the children of God patiently waited and persistently pleaded to their Heavenly Father to send the Messiah, the Redeemer, and the only hope of the world. After centuries of waiting, and only when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, that He might redeem those under the law. He did all this just at the right time, on His time schedule, so that you and I might be adopted by Him as one of His precious children. When the Lord proclaims that all things work together for good to those who love him, this does not mean that if you trust in God, you will never experience any problems or difficulties. In fact, Jesus said, in this world, you will have problems. God does mean, however, that if you trust only in him as the Creator and gracious Redeemer, he will use all things, even the disappointments in your life, for your benefit and blessing. Because of our weak faith, this is not always clear to see and not always easy to accept. Nearly 2 years ago, Time magazine reported the turbulent and tragedy-filled life of a senator's wife. Beginning in 1954, an auto accident left her half-blind for 3 years. 10 years later, she survived a plane crash. Then, after her alcoholic father murdered her mother, he himself committed suicide. Following all these difficulties, this determined woman was forced to give up her struggle with cancer at the young age of 46. Surely many who knew her wondered why God permits such things to happen. The inspired words of the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 1, remind us that in all things we rejoice in the hope of heaven and the certainty of the resurrection, even though the Bible proclaims, for a little while we may be distressed by various trials. These things take place, the Bible teaches, so that the proof of our faith, which is imperishable and more precious than gold, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I am fully aware that you may be saying to yourself how easy it is for him to preach these nice words when he is not in my miserable and impossible situation. No, trust not in my words. Trust only in the gracious promises of God. In the midst of your problems, let your heart be encouraged as you read from the Holy Scriptures that God truly turns troubles into blessings and tears into joy. At your earliest convenience, read the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapters 37 through 47. Learn of the dramatic account of how God turned what was meant for evil into good. The dramatic story is this. The sons of Jacob hated their brother Joseph. When their father was not around, they sold Joseph to a group of traveling slave traders who took the young boy to Egypt. To cover up for their evil deeds, the older brothers deceived their father and led him to believe a wild animal had killed his son Joseph. When the father Jacob learned that his favorite son Joseph was dead, he tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his loins, and mourned for his son many days. The Bible states that he refused to be comforted. The tears were many. The grief was unbearable. And even though it would not be soon, joy would certainly eventually be restored. Many years later, there was a famine in the land. The guilty sons had to travel to Egypt to buy grain. And to their shock and surprise, the individual with whom they had to deal to buy grain was their brother Joseph. This was the same brother they had so maliciously sold into slavery many years earlier. The guilty brothers immediately realized what they deserved. They feared for their lives. But Joseph graciously forgave them and told them to bring their father to Egypt. When Jacob learned that his favorite son Joseph was still alive, he was stunned and did not believe it. After the father saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, he said, "My son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." Many days later, when the father and son met, they wept in joy for many hours. At this very moment, as you listen to this broadcast in the midst of your problems, you may feel like Joseph did. You may be extremely worried, depressed, and your spirit may even be broken. But don't give up. God will not forsake you. It may take days, weeks, months, and even years, but the Lord loves you and will work things out for your good. He has the power to turn even the greatest tragedies into blessings. What he did for Jacob and Joseph thousands of years ago, God will do for you today. God has not changed. He is still a God of love, compassion, mercy, and forgiveness. The psalmist David rightly proclaimed, "For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations." Now as we examine our lives, let's confess one thing. When we find ourselves in difficulty, we must first admit that all too often, we are the ones who have caused many of our biggest problems. We seek marriage partners purely on what we feel is right, without praying to our Lord, without counseling with our parents, and without seeking the helpful advice of Christian friends. We become involved in all types of financial commitments, including many unnecessary luxuries, without prayerfully deciding what we actually need. We make our selfish plans first, do what our egos desire, and then, in desperation, try an occasional trial balloon prayer in our attempt to get God to endorse our selfishness. As a result of our godless planning and self-centered lifestyle, we get ourselves into impossible situations. It is at these times of confusion that everything seems to go wrong, and the devil is most effective in leading us into despair. As you look around for answers to the problems you face, by all means, do not adopt the attitude expressed by an article which appeared in a recent automobile promotion magazine. The author states, "All our ills are correctable by ourselves. Our technology will answer our complex problems and usher in a new age of enlightenment and excitement." No, put not your trust in the wisdom of men. God blesses those who place their trust in Him. He gives counsel and direction to all who are His children by faith. And so as you look ahead, as you stand in the midst of your problems, make no plans whatsoever without first talking it over with the one who loves you and wants to help you. The record of the Acts of the Apostles of the early Christian church must always be our guide. The Bible forcefully teaches that those early Christians sought first the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 15, verse 28 states, "It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us." Notice, first to the Holy Spirit. Before these early Christians made any plans whatsoever, they first sought the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and then they moved ahead with the Spirit of God to lead them. The pages of history are filled with dramatic stories of parental sacrifice. Fathers who lost their lives by jumping into deadly, swirling waters to rescue their drowning son or daughter. Mothers who, against the advice of everyone present, re-entered rapidly burning buildings to try to rescue their children, overcome by smoke and flames. Love-filled parents who, in sub-zero weather, wrapped their bodies around their little children to save them from a slow, freezing death. There is no way to ever describe the driving force of sacrificial love within the heart of a father or a mother. In the same way, but a billion times more powerful, is the perfect sacrificial love that God has for His children. And God wants you as His child. God wants to shower special blessings on you. The Bible teaches that as many as received Jesus Christ and believed on His name, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God. You can be part of God's family today. You can be one of His special children through faith in Jesus Christ. Loving parents will make unbelievable sacrifices for their children, but the supreme sacrifice, the greatest sacrifice, took place when God the Father sent His Son to die on the cross. No greater love has ever been demonstrated by anyone. The Bible powerfully proclaims, "But God demonstrates His love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus said, Greater love has no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. The sins you and I have committed have angered our holy God. As a consequence, we deserve his wrath and eternal punishment. But through his perfect life and innocent suffering and death, Jesus has made peace with God for us. And God the Father has accepted the innocent death of his Son as a worthy sacrifice for our sins. Do not reject the forgiveness God is offering you today, either by denying him or remaining indifferent. Begin today, this very moment, living with the knowledge that your sins are forgiven. No matter how bad or evil you have been, Jesus is waiting to receive you. Accept God's invitation of love. Turn from your sins of a self-centered life, a life with yourself first, your family second, and God last. When you do this, God will receive you just as you are. It is not necessary for you to live a perfect life to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Just repent and turn from your sin. God will strengthen and encourage you. He will give you the strength to overcome your problems and temptations, no matter how difficult your present situation may seem. Do not for one moment let the devil convince you that God is not interested in your life. Jesus told those who had gathered to hear him, "If you, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?" Your loving Heavenly Father wants to bless you and to include you in his inheritance of his eternal kingdom. If you have not been baptized, respond to the loving command of Jesus to be baptized. The Bible says, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible proclaims in Romans chapter 6 that just as we have been united with Jesus through baptism into his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Examine your life today. Trust no longer in your own ability or your power to overcome depression, fear, and the worry about your future. If you are out of work and using up your savings, trust completely in the power and the mercy of God to provide all that you need. If your friends have turned against you, if you are on your sickbed, ravaged by disease, or in a rest home, living out your last years God has so graciously given you, don't let the devil tempt you to despair. Even if your condition is so helpless that there seems to be no help on this side of heaven for recovery, don't despair. There awaits for you a more glorious place. The Bible teaches that in that place they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne shall be their shepherd, and shall guide them to the springs of the water of life. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eye. Yes, truly it is as the Bible powerfully proclaims, all things work together for good to those who love God. While it may seem that God has deserted you, he has not. If you are not one of his children at this moment, become part of his family by repenting of your sins and by being baptized into Christ. Then live each day with the assurance that God is directly and totally in control of everything you do. He has your best interest in mind. May God grant you his richest blessings this day and forever. Amen.